This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal is willing to maintain balanced and neutral relations with both China and India. Prime Minister Oli clarifies all countries are equal in terms of sovereignty despite differences in geography and population. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali visiting India on 14th of January for a sixth meeting of Nepal-India Joint Commission. Constitutional Bench of Supreme Court today to conduct hearing on the writs filed against dissolution of the House. And US President Donald Trump says his speech before last week's deadly Capitol riot was totally appropriate. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal is willing to maintain balanced and neutral relations with India and China. In an interview given to Indian television channel GTV's editor-in-chief Sudhir Chaudhary on Monday, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal had adopted the policy of equilibrium and neutrality with neighbouring countries India and China. Prime Minister Oli clarified all the countries are equal in terms of sovereignty despite differences in geography and population. The Prime Minister also said that Nepal always adopted the relation with India as per the equal sovereign status. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali is visiting India from the 14th to 16th of January for the sixth meeting of Nepal-India Joint Commission. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that the Joint Commission meeting would discuss the whole spectrum of Nepal-India bilateral relations, including trade, transit, energy, boundary, COVID-19 cooperation, infrastructure, connectivity, investment, agriculture, tourism, culture, among others. While in New Delhi, the foreign minister will also meet with the high-level dignitaries of India. Minister Gyamali is scheduled to return to Nepal on the 16th of January. The Constitutional Bench of the Supreme Court is holding hearing today on the writs filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. However, there has been a debate on whether the extensive full bench or the constitutional bench should conduct the hearing on the writs. 11 out of 13 writ petitioners had submitted an application on 6th of January demanding the extensive full bench to conduct the hearing on the dissolution of the lower house. Constitutional bench comprising Chief Justice Cholin Rasamse Rana and Justices Hari Krishna Kargi, Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha and Tez Bahadur Kargi had started hearing on the writs. Justice Hari Krishna Kargi later withdrew himself from the constitutional bench. Hearing on the writ petition filed against the shuffling of the Council of Ministers following the dissolution of the House of Representatives has been rescheduled for coming January 24th. The Supreme Court announced a new date after the hearing on the case could not be completed yesterday. A decision to this end was taken by the Division Bench of Justices, Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha and Susma Lata Mathema. Earlier, a single bench of justice, Anil Kumar Sinha, had sought written clarification from the government on the same and invited both the sides for a discussion yesterday. The writ petition was filed by senior advocate Dinesh Tripathi and advocate Lokendra Bahadur Oli, Keshar Jang Kesi and Dinesh Lamichhane. The Office of the President and the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers have been named as defendants in the case. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Bhanu Bhakta Thakal has said that the present government under the leadership of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is moving ahead with the main focus on the elections. During a discussion with representatives of Nepal Civil Servants Organization under the ministry yesterday, Minister Dhakal said the government was working with full commitment for holding the elections on April 30 and May 10. Dhakal shared that a faction of the country's politics was afraid of going to the election and facing the voters as well as being tested in the elections. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, has vowed to make the media sector ethical and dignified. Receiving a 16-point letter or memorandum submitted by Federation of Nepali Journalists Kathmandu Chapter at the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung urged the media persons to follow the media and journalist code of conduct. The memo was submitted calling for addressing various problems that the media are facing in recent days. Meanwhile, Minister Gurung has said declaring elections to seek a fresh mandate cannot be an unconstitutional step. Addressing the first annual general meeting of Working Dalit Journalists Association Nepal yesterday, he said it was totally wrong to say that seeking a fresh mandate was a violation of freedom and a coup. The Supreme Court has dismissed a writ filed against the decision of Curriculum Development Centre of the Government of Nepal to enforce new curriculum for school-level education. A single bench of Justice Prakash Kumar Thungana dismissed the verdict yesterday. With this, the way for implementing curriculum of social study and life skill-based studies in grade 11 from the current education session has opened. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स Nepal has recorded additional 430 cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. With this, the total number of corona-infected people has reached 265,689. The Health Ministry shared the coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 97.6%. Meanwhile, the death toll from coronavirus infection across the country has reached 1,932 with the confirmation of 5 additional deaths. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has said a speech before last week's deadly Capitol riot when he urged his supporters to march in Congress was totally appropriate. Trump dismissed as ridiculous efforts by Democrats in Congress to impeach him for inciting insurrection. He leaves office on 20th January when President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on an article of impeachment on Wednesday. Trump said he thought that the impeachment procedure was causing tremendous danger to America and it was causing tremendous anger. He was speaking as he left the White House for a visit to Texas to inspect a section of the border wall with Mexico. It was his first public appearance since the violence at the Capitol, in which 5 people died and dozens of people were injured, including at least 60 police officers. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cancelled his Europe trip at the last minute on Tuesday after Luxembourg's foreign minister and top European Union officials declined to meet him. The Europeans snubbed Washington's top envoy days after the storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, an unprecedented attack on American democracy that stunned many world leaders and U.S. allies. Thousands of infants died in Irish homes for unmarried mothers and their offspring, mostly run by the Catholic Church, from the 1920s to the 1990s, an inquiry found on Tuesday, an appalling mortality rate that reflected brutal living conditions. The report, which covered 18 so-called mother and baby homes where over decades young pregnant women were hidden from society, is the latest in the series of government-commissioned papers that have laid bare some of the Catholic Church's worst abuses. Around 9,000 children died in all, a mortality rate of 15%. The proportion of children who died before their first birthday in one home in County Cork rather was as high as 75% in 1943. Infants were taken from mothers and sent overseas to be adopted, and children were vaccinated without consent. The church reputation in Ireland has been shattered by scandals over pedophile priests, abuse at workhouses, forced adoptions of babies, and other painful issues. Pope Francis begged forgiveness for the scandals during the first papal visit to the country in almost four decades in 2018. While Irish voters have overwhelmingly approved abortion and gay marriage in referendums in recent years, the latest scandal has revived anguish over how women and children were treated in the not too distant past. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal is willing to maintain balanced and neutral relations with both India and China. Prime Minister Oli clarifies all countries are equal in terms of sovereignty despite differences in geography and population. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali visiting India on 14th of January for a sixth meeting of Nepal-India Joint Commission. Constitutional Bench of Supreme Court today to conduct hearing on the writs filed against dissolution of the House. And U.S. President Donald Trump says his speech before last week's deadly Capitol riot was totally appropriate. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day. We'll be right back.